In this bulletin, President Donald Trump sacks Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, criticism over Labor's tax changes, and Melbourne Victory overpowers Kawasaki Frontale 1-0 in the Asian Champions League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. President Donald Trump has sacked the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson over Twitter and announced the CIA Director Mike Pompeo as his replacement. The CIA's Deputy Director Gina Hapsell will replace Mr. Pompeo at the intelligence agency. The White House says President Trump wanted to reshuffle his team before launching talks with North Korea following last week's announcement he plans to meet leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump says he and Mr. Tillerson have been discussing the potential move for a long time.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he thought it was okay. So we were not really thinking the same.
Mr. Tillerson says it's crucial his transition out of the White House happens without any problems.
What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st.
Treasurer Scott Morrison says Labor is going after low-income Australians by winding back cash refunds for some shareholders. The Treasurer says the changes would hurt pensioners and low-income earners, and not just higher-income earners as Labor has been claiming. Mr. Morrison says Labor used to understand that the existing policy is fair.
What the Labor Party have now done has said, no, we're going to allow high-income earners to keep getting those tax benefits, but if you're on a low income, you'll have your tax refund swiped by Bill Shorten. Now, that is fundamentally unfair, and this is a pattern from Labor. You just never know anymore what they believe.
Human rights campaigners are urging Malcolm Turnbull to put a series of controversial human rights issues in the agenda when he meets with ASEAN leaders in Sydney this weekend. They want him to raise the anti-democratic crackdown in Cambodia, the Rohingya refugee crisis in Myanmar, and restrictions on free speech in Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia and Singapore during the two-day summit. The Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, says failing to publicly raise the issues would deliver a propaganda coup to ASEAN leaders contemplating major crackdowns, jailing journalists, or dismantling democratic institutions. More than 1,000 people have voted unanimously for the resignation of a Melbourne school council for the sacking of its deputy principal for cutting a student's hair on school photo day. The dismissal has generated a furious response from parents, students and alumni of Trinity Grammar School. They want the school council and the principal, Dr. Michael Davies, to step down. They also gave full support to reinstate the sacked teacher, Rowan Brown, while just 28 people voted to retain the headmaster. The school council has been told to resign by the end of the week or face legal action. To football, and a brilliant late strike from Melbourne Victory has sealed a stunning 1-0 Asian Champions League win over Kawasaki Frontale. With two matches left in the group stage, the win puts Victory in prime position to progress to the round of 16. A look at the weather for the rest of today. Partly cloudy in Perth, 36 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 25. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 23 degrees. Similar conditions for Hobart and 22. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 28. A possible shower for Wollongong, 24 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Also 26 in Newcastle, much the same there. In Brisbane, also a shower or two and 28. A possible shower for Cairns, 30 degrees. And in Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm at top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Stay up to date with the news anytime via SBS online and on social.